This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The Aurora Reservoir could soon have a larger buffer to protect it from oil and gas drilling. A group of residents has for months requested a ban on drilling within 1 mile of the water. The local planning commission approved that proposal last night, but the rules still allow for exceptions to the 1 mile minimum, and the Arapahoe County Commission hasn't signed off yet. The energy giant Civitas plans to start work on more than 100 oil wells east of the reservoir next year. First in the U.S., law to protect people with medical debt went into effect this month. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
1 in 8 Coloradans has medical debt now in collections. Collectively, Colorado residents owe more than $1 billion in medical bills, according to the Colorado Center on Law and Policy. It says those with medical debt make on-time payments at much higher rates than their credit scores would reflect. Credit scores have a big impact on loans, insurance, even job opportunities. State lawmakers passed a law this year requiring credit reporting agencies to remove medical debt from their reports, but the Center on Law and Policy urges Coloradans be proactive in monitoring their reports. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's economy is lagging national averages in job and home price growth, but CPR's Andrew Villegas says research shows the state's doing better in other business categories.
Researchers at the University of Colorado say the state economy is outperforming the nation when it comes to GDP growth and workforce participation. But they also expect employers in the state to add fewer jobs this year than initially projected. State ranks near the bottom for year-over-year employment growth. There are nearly 3 million jobs in Colorado, however, and the unemployment rate remains below 3%. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.